going to read a story, and up on the monitor you can see some of the pictures that I'm seeing in the book. This story is about a young man, a little boy, probably about Grant's age, whose name was Michael. And Michael had a dog, and the dog was a big floppy dog, and the dog's name was Waldo. So this is a story about Michael and Waldo at Christmas. Okay? Michael counted the days on his calendar. Then he got worried. "Christmas is almost here," he cried, "and we have no gifts, no decorations, no fancy food." His best friend, Waldo, came into the room. "Waldo," said Michael, "we're not ready for Christmas." Waldo smiled. "Would you like to take a sleigh ride in the forest with me?" said Waldo. "All right," said Michael, "but then we have to get right back and we have to start on Christmas." Michael put on his jacket and his cap, and he got into the sleigh, and the two friends left home for the forest. It was a lovely day. The air was fresh and crisp. The trees sparkled with snow. "Waldo," said Michael, "it won't be Christmas if I don't buy presents. I have to buy a lot for Mom and Dad and Grandpa and Grandma, and for my friends and, of course, for you. I wonder, what should I get you for Christmas, Waldo?" Waldo didn't answer. He just smiled as they entered the forest. It was very quiet, but Michael didn't seem to notice. "And if we don't have decorations, we won't have Christmas. We need a big tree and a lot of stuff on it, and wreaths and candles and all that." Waldo was silent. "And we have to have a feast," continued Michael. "Maybe we can find a goose or a turkey or something." Waldo remained silent. Then Michael asked, "What are you doing, Waldo?" "I'm putting out some food for the animals. You can help if you'd like," Waldo answered. Michael got up from the sleigh to help Waldo. "And if I don't get a lot of presents, it won't be Christmas," he said. "I'd better make my list for Santa Claus when I get home. Presents are the best part of Christmas." "Maybe for some people," Waldo said quietly. "But that is not Christmas. Christmas is something very, very different." "What do you mean?" asked Michael. "Come sit down beside me on the sleigh," said Waldo. "I'll tell you about Christmas." Michael snuggled in close to his friend and listened. "It was a long time ago," began Waldo, "but the world was not much different than it is today. There was a lot of sadness everywhere. Many people had turned away from God and lived very selfish lives. Some were jealous, greedy, angry, always fighting with one another. No one seemed to be very happy. But God, our Father, loved his children very much. He had sent many wise people to teach his children how to be happy and live in peace, but only a few listened and learned and changed their ways. Finally, God decided to send his very own Son, Jesus Christ, to earth. He would be God's gift of love to all people in the world, and he would teach God's children. It all happened one night in a small town called Bethlehem. The first sign of his arrival was a very bright star, which could be seen from very, very far away. On the hill nearby, there were shepherds sitting around a warm fire. Suddenly, the sky opened, and bright light filled the air. The shepherd be found in a stable near the town of Bethlehem. The shepherds were very surprised and eager to see this child, who was the Son of God. Quickly, they went and looked for him. In the stable, the shepherds found the little Christ lying in a manger. They knelt and prayed and thanked God for his gift of love. Then the shepherds went into the streets of Bethlehem and told everyone they met that God's Son was born. And that was the first Christmas, smiled Waldo. There were no decorations. There was no Santa Claus. There was no Christmas tree. There was no feast. No animals had to die. It was a time of peace and joy. The gift of love was from God. Now it was Michael who was silent. After a while, he asked, "Why do we celebrate Christmas?" "We celebrate Christmas to give thanks for Christ who came to earth and lived with us in spirit today. Each Christmas, we remember what God wants for us, to be unselfish, to live in harmony with all living creatures, to love God our Father. And just as the shepherds shared the good news of Christ's birth with others, so we share his love with one another." Waldo lifted Michael to his shoulders. "Look," he said, "see the first stars of night." Michael gazed at the heavens. "Maybe this year our Christmas can be like the shepherds." He hugged Waldo. "I hope so," said Waldo. And that's the story of Michael and Waldo. Merry Christmas.
My name is Michael.
Cool. Okay, if you'll take the presents back to their seats. You guys are the presents.